It's good.
Okay, I'm ready if you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
This is an Acquired Taste podcast, the podcast for people who are all freaks on the inside.
Yes, we are.
I'm Bethany. That's Kathleen.
Hello.
You're very 1970s today, Kathleen.
I'm wearing this frock. It's from Free People. And I love the dress so much that I've been on Poshmark buying it up in every single color that it comes in.
It's really pretty. It's like, how would you, what kind, it's a...
So it's a peasant sleeve.
Yes.
With, I'm wearing a white dress with a peasant sleeve and it has a, like sort of like a tropical leaf flower.
Like embroidered.
Embroider on the sleeves, and it's a baby doll, very short puff sleeve. Yeah,
it's really pretty.
Oh, thank you.
I like it very much. It suits you.
Oh.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I went to yoga. I did a Bikram class. Are you familiar with Bikram?
Is that hot?
It is hot. I know. Hot is not your...
hot is not my temperature.
It's not your temperature. So Bikram class is you do these same 26 poses over and over and over again. You do them twice and then you just keep going through the whole set of poses, which may seem boring.
Yes.
For some people, but you get some really good stretching in.
That's awesome.
And even though you're just holding a pose, you're actually working your muscles quite hard.
What is that, isometric? Is that what that is when you're like holding still, but it's
girlfriend, you're looking at me like I'm some sort of exercise scientist. All I know is my butt's burning and it's still a little bit burny today.
That's amazing. Well, I'm sorry you're not an exercise scientist, but I love you.
So
for it.
I heard you went to the Met for the first time this weekend.
I did. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
All right. Bethany, just say it. You went to the Met on a
date.
Yay! All right. You broke the internet with that picture of you and your date holding hands.
Yeah.
On your Instagram.
On my Insta.
No, I was fielding text messages from mutual friends of ours who were like, what's going on? Is Bethany engaged?
Yeah, a lot of people thought I was engaged because that was the response level.
So,
because that's how unlikely it is that I would be dating.
Let's make a formal announcement right here so we can clear up any confusion.
Yeah.
Bethany's not single.
I'm not single anymore.
I think I just made the announcement for you.
I am with a human. His name is Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
I like him an awful lot.
So we'll call him Dennis.
Dennis.
Or Big D.
I mean,
whatever he prefers.
Sure. I'm sure he would like that.
Only if the nickname fits the physical attribution.
I don't know yet.
Oh.
We are taking it very slowly because that is where I need to be.
Yes.
But all signs point to things being great.
Mm-hmm.
We met when I was on his podcast and, my friend Anya was on his podcast first.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was like, you should do it. And my friend John also did it. And it's called the Carrie Allen Picture Show. And I'll link that episode in our show notes today. Because our first conversation that we had was on his podcast. So it's recorded.
It was your meet cute.
Yes. And apparently a lot of taste buds heard that episode and knew right away that there was chemistry. My mom said she knew right away that we were going to end up together. Neither he nor I knew that. And so we were the last to know, but everyone else seemed to know. And
look at you. You are... I don't know if I've ever seen you this happy before.
Yeah, I'm like so taken by him.
I kind of want to cry a little bit because in the 6 or 7 years that I've known you, I don't know if I've ever seen... First of all, just to set the scene a little bit, Bethany and I are back in Kitchen Studio NYC, and she is absolutely glowing. She's not wearing a touch of makeup.
Yeah.
And you just look happy.
Thank you. You are crying. Oh my gosh.
I'm crying a little bit. I'm very excited.
Thank you.
When my friends find partners.
Thank you. It's this one feels different. I was on the air for 5 years and I didn't really talk about relationships much.
Mm-hmm.
And a big part of that was not because I wasn't dating, but because the people I was dating didn't want it to be known that we were together.
Yeah.
Which hurts your feelings.
Just
when,
a little.
When your partner isn't interested in the world knowing that you're together.
I can imagine that.
Yeah. And also, Dennis is just, he's 41. We've both lived lives and we've both been in, you know, different relationship experiences. And so we both really know what's worth your time and what isn't.
Yeah.
And I think the reason this feels different is because all of the crap that I feel like I've put up with before, he's like, why would a human do that?
Yeah.
Like, why would somebody not want to hold your hand in public? Why would somebody make fun of you for, you know, having certain fears? Why would somebody laugh at you when you tried to cook? Why would somebody be mean to you? And he's so handsome and he's so nice and he's handling all of this really great. You listening, if you were one of the people who commented on my Instagram and threatened to kill him if he hurt me, shout out to you. We got a lot of death threats from people who are very protective, and you guys are amazing.
The Taste Bud Army whipped out their knife emojis.
I want to read you some of the amazing texts that that we got, if you don't mind.
I mean, everybody's just so shocked.
I know.
Well, you to have a boyfriend.
I just didn't. I was in a really good place. I was really happy knowing that I was going to be single for the rest of my life. And I wasn't in that place as like a martyr or trying to make people sorry for me. I really was like, you know what? This isn't going to happen for me. It doesn't happen for everyone. And that's okay.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be fine. And here's how I'm going to live my life now. And then all of a sudden Dennis shows up. Without me really quite realizing what was happening. And he wasn't scandalized by any of my fears and my freakouts. And he was, a mature grown male.
There
who was
a,
like, cool and lovely.
A touch of fate working within the stars of the Bethany realm, I think.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
And also, okay, so you guys went on you went on a date to the Met?
Yeah.
And you've never freaking been to the Met before?
And that's what he said. And I've never been to the Met. He's like, I'm going to take you to the Met. And we were there for like 4 hours. And
there's quite a lot to see.
Here's the thing that's also different. He didn't take me to spots that he specifically loved. He took me to spots that he thought I would love. Because he knows the Met really, really well. Mm-hmm. And so he was like, I think you're going to love this. I think you're going to love this. And then he's like, I love this too. Here's why. But it always was, I'm going to take you to Visible Storage. Because you know what? All of the things in Visible Storage look like the kind of things you would want in your apartment. Aww. And we hung out in Visible Storage for like an hour. No, for 30 minutes. Which is, if you haven't been to the Met, where they hold like a lot of their archives in like plexiglass. So
yes.
You can see all of the stuff they have that maybe isn't out in an exhibit. It was amazing. And then we went to a diner because we both love diner coffee. And
hey, now.
Like, he just was so... He held my hand in public and told me I was pretty and like, he's like the best torso.
Oh my goodness. Well, I absolutely cannot wait to meet him and give him the third degree.
Thank you. He's excited to meet you too.
The next time you guys hang out, you should watch Ocean's 8.
Okay.
So,
because they go to the Met.
They go to the Met. I saw this movie this weekend. Somebody told me don't bother going to see it in the theater because it was just cute. It wasn't amazing.
Okay.
I go to the movie theater so infrequently, but
yeah.
Which is not something I would like to change that. I love going to the movies.
Yeah.
Especially now because all these fancy movie theaters have reclining seats and bars.
I just don't like it when people pull their phones out and they're also the worst.
Yes.
Because they're like texting or they're talking and I'm like, you're not in your house.
Or movie theaters where you can get full meals. Like, I'm cool with like the pretzels and the chicken fingers and the fries and the whatever. But there was somebody eating like salad next to me when I went to go see The Greatest Showman.
Just like clinking silverware.
Like, I don't want to smell your ginger dressing.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I know.
But Ocean's 8 was really cute. HBO has it on demand right now. So
okay.
If you are a cable subscriber, you can get it for free. And what a great movie. I'm ready to be a criminal.
Oh, I love a heist.
Okay, great.
Yes. So I want to, can I read a couple of my favorite Instagram comments that people left? Let's read the ones that all involve threats of physical violence.
Ooh, my favorite.
So Ginger Snapclap said, immediately stalks Dennis's Instagram. Stalking aside, very happy for you. And then Tammy And H. Laura B. said, oh, we're also stalking his Instagram. And then Melina 601 said, one thought of you hurting her and the whole taste mob is coming for you.
Oh, that is just darling.
Lucy V. 8 said, just woke up to this. I'll jump out of bed and immediately stalk his Instagram.
Oh, what a sweet woman.
Christine E. Bean said, so incredibly happy for you. Tell him to treat you right or there will be millions of taste buds coming for him.
Oh, the sweetest.
And Liz Gall said, no pressure on him, but we're all watching.
Oh, what a piece of pie.
And then Scummy Squid said, I'm so happy for you, but I will also fly to Kitchen Studio NYC to plot a missing persons case if I must. I love you guys.
Our taste buds have your back.
I love you all. You guys are amazing. And yeah, so that's what's going on. So that was what the floor freakout was a couple episodes ago, freaking out on my kitchen floor because I wasn't ready to open my heart. But apparently Dennis was like, that's okay. I am anyway.
That's when love gets you.
Yeah.
When you're not looking.
So he's great. And I like him an awful lot. So one of the reasons I'm not wearing makeup today, Kathleen, is because I had a skin freak out. Mm-hmm. And this happens every once in a while. Maybe you're close to your period or, you know, it's something you're eating is different and your skin has a flare up.
Yeah.
And that's why I love BioClarity, because they have two different skincare routines. And one of them is for combination oily or breakout prone skin. So you can bust that out when your skin freaks out.
What eating healthy does for your body, all those greens, BioClarity does for your face.
Literally. Because it's green. It has Floralux, which is a special form of chlorophyll that nourishes your skin. It soothes away blemishes. It reduces redness and it makes your skin look more radiant. It's super gentle.
I've been using their clarifying mask and it evens my skin tone and shrinks my pores because I've got pores like the Grand Damn Canyon.
I mean, you don't want to be able to store spare change in your pores.
No.
You want those things tiny.
Mama always said.
Mm-hmm. And we love them, of course, because they're 100% vegan, cruelty-free, paraben-free, sulfate-free, and artificial fragrance-free, and 100% risk-free, as in you get a money-back guarantee if you don't absolutely love them.
So if you get acne breakouts like Bethany and I do, even though we're adults and we shouldn't get these anymore.
I thought it was supposed to end when you were 16.
Like, what the hell?
What the hell, skin?
I didn't have a skin routine before BioClarity. Their three-step regimen, cleanse, treat, and restore, banishes breakouts and bumps and erases redness for me.
So take the first step to healthier, more radiant skin by going to bioclarity.com. And right now for you, when you purchase a skincare routine, you'll get a free clarifying mask with your order.
Oh, that clarifying mask is so good.
That's the one. It's a $25 value for free, but you have to enter our code ACQUIRED at checkout and you got to spell it right. ACQUIRED. So again, go to bioclarity.com and then use the code ACQUIRED, ACQUIRED, at checkout to get your free clarifying mask when you purchase a routine. Kathleen, what were you telling me before the show that I didn't understand?
Oh, okay. So
you said something I'd literally never heard before.
So I just got my new Valentine's Day issue of Cosmo.
The magazine we love to hate.
Bless its heart, still in print.
It's thin. I gotta say that. It's really thin.
It's very thin. And the paper quality is diminishing as the years go on. But so they had this article and I thought, oh, this like really applies to Bethany now that she has a boyfriend. The title of the article is, it's on page 76 if you're reading along. Girl, are you sinking in dick sand?
What?
Dick sand.
What does that even mean?
So it's essentially the female version of being whipped.
Like you'll do whatever they say.
Okay, so you know when you get, yeah, you get a significant other and that significant other does whatever that you want them to do. And
yeah.
Their friends will be like, oh, they're whipped.
Yeah.
Okay, so dick sand is when people, usually women, become obsessed with the guy that's giving them the dick.
Okay. First of all, I hate that. I hate that way of phrasing it.
I know. It's problematic in many ways, but it's Cosmo.
All right. Keep going.
Okay. So basically.
Thanks, Cosmo, for this great article.
Basically, what this means is now that you have a boyfriend, you can't start ignoring your friends.
No, you can't.
So.
You can't stop doing your podcast.
I don't want you to stop showing up to things just because now that you have a Dennis. Don't be stuck in Dennis's dick sand.
I'm not.
Because this article, end quote, dick sand is the dreaded force that sucks you into being so preoccupied with the new person that you're dating that you ditch your other social connections.
We all know someone who's done that.
Yeah.
I mean, cheers to you, Cosmo, for coming up with that term. I have to imagine they sat around an editorial table and they were like, let's do this idea. What should we call it?
Saving lives. Yeah, so it says you get caught up in the rom-com energy of budding new love, and the next thing you know, you've fallen into it.
Into the dick sand.
Into the dick sand.
I'll say this. I do think about him all the time. And that's why we're forcing ourselves to take it really slowly, is because I've been through enough relationships and I have enough friends who've been through enough relationships where we've fallen into the dick sand, and then the dick sand gets boring really fast. And then all of a sudden you're surrounded by dick sand and you're like, I don't find this sand particularly special anymore. And you're looking for more dick sand.
So what are you feeling? Any sort of texture between your toes, like grainy right now? Do you think like maybe you've dipped your toe in some dick sand?
I mean, I think that I've dipped my toe in some dick sand. I think that I am keeping enough of my body out of the dick sand to know that like, I am not going to lose control. I'm not going to be swallowed by this. I'm going to keep my arms, head and torso above dick sand level and hold on to a branch if I need to make sure that I don't fall head first into the dick sand.
I mean, you just want to make sure that your mouth is free of dick sand because you won't be able to breathe.
100% factual.
Your head goes under the dick sand.
Right.
So the article tells a story about this girl named Julia who
consumed by dick sand.
Yeah. She got a boyfriend in college and started spending all of her time with him. And then one weekend, when he was out of town, she realized that she literally had no friends to hang out with.
Oh.
Yeah, because he was the only one that she got to hang out with. Okay.
You know, that's a fake story and they made it up for the article.
Cosmo so generously gives us 3 tips.
Oh, should I tape these to my mirror?
You should. Okay. For not falling into the dick sand trap.
Okay. What's rule number 1?
It would make sense because your love life was a desert.
Will you stop?
Sorry, before Dennis.
It was lovely. Okay. I enjoyed many activities with my friends.
So if you are finding yourself in some dick sand, stop apologizing to your friends for being MIA.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because you actually need to show up instead of just being like, I'm so out of touch. I'm sorry. I've just been caught up in this relationship and I really miss you.
Yeah.
Just stop saying sorry.
Okay.
Because your friends are over it.
I mean, you should still apologize, but then actionable steps.
Cosmo says that the right thing to say to a friend is, hey, I recognize that I ditched you and you totally deserve to feel the way that you're feeling. I'm owning up to my mistakes. Mm-hmm. Let's make plans.
Dear Kayla, I am so, so, so sorry I fell headfirst into some dick sand.
Yes.
You look amazing today.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
Step number 2, go a little OTT, over the top.
Okay.
OTT.
Yeah, you know me.
Show your friends some love. Show gestures that prove to them you're committed to rehabilitating the friendship that you previously squashed with some dick sand.
Sure. So bring some flowers.
Yes. Bring your friend her favorite cupcake. If she's sick, bring her some soup.
Sure.
Text a friend for a big job interview to let her know that you're thinking of her.
That's great.
Or volunteer your schedule to your ride or die buds. Mm-hmm. and let them know when you're going to be free.
That's great. That's yeah. great. Mm-hmm. That's good.
So you'll give your schedule to your cats?
Yeah. Well, hey, I have more friends than just my cats.
Okay.
I am here with you, am I not?
Okay, moving on.
I haven't canceled a single appointment since discovering dick sand.
Step number 3, bring your date with you when it's not weird.
Okay.
So don't be the girl or the person, the human, whatever, that brings your significant other to every outing that your girlfriend's planned.
Yeah, because they don't like your boyfriend.
No.
Or your girlfriend. Whoever you're with.
It's not that they don't like him or her, them.
They just miss you.
Sometimes when you're single, like let's say I was single mm-hmm. and every time I was going to hang out with you, Dennis showed up. I'd mm-hmm. be like, oh.
Except you're going to love him because he's great.
What a drag.
Super cute. He's got great tattoos.
Does he have one on his?
Mm-hmm. No. I mean, I don't know, but I can't imagine. He hasn't mentioned it.
I wonder if that's very painful.
It must be. And then what happens? This is what I've always wondered. Mm-hmm. What happens when it, you know, because it doesn't stay the same size.
Mm-hmm.
So do you get tattooed on, if you're going to get a tattoo on your penis?
Yeah.
Do you get it tattooed? What size do you, you know, you have to wait. What size? Do you want it to be the smallest it's going to be or the largest it's going to be?
What if it's a secret message and you can't really read it until it's the largest it's going to be? Because that's an awkward situation when you're getting that tattoo.
I just don't know why. I don't know why you would do that. It sounds like the most painful thing in the world.
Or it sounds like a really great way to hide a secret code on your body.
Can you imagine if it was a scroll and the more it's so gross. Wait, was that all 3?
Yes. That's all three. Great advice from our friends over at Cosmo. Bethany, you have a tattoo on the inside of your lip, right? You do?
No.
No. I don't know why I thought that.
Because we have a mutual friend who does.
You're a freak. That's why I thought that.
No. I only have two. I have the one on my wrist and the one on my rib cage.
That's right.
You don't have any.
I don't have any. I'm dying for one.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to get?
Sorry, Dad.
Where would it be? On your lower back?
Yes. Right between the dimples.
I read something online about a woman who like had her dad's face tattooed on her lower back. And I don't know why, like he had passed away or like they were tight or something. And so then her boyfriend was really uncomfortable during sex,
yes,
during certain positions, because he was like, I'm looking at your father.
Did her dad have a dog?
I don't know why. Oh, I get it. Oh, God. All right, this one's for the ladies. Ladies, you don't want to be putting things in your body that you don't know where they came from or that are fake. And we're not just talking about food or supplements. We're talking about your feminine care products. And that's why we love Lola. Lola is a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleansing wipes.
Woot, woot. Female-founded woot. Company.
Woot. And there's no synthetic ingredients. There's no rayon or polyester. There's no 1970s vintage clothing all up in your tampon.
No.
But that's what other companies put, rayon and polyester.
And Lola makes your month a little bit easier because they have a subscription that is fully customizable. So you can choose a mix of products, a mix of absorbencies, a number of boxes, and frequency of delivery that you want to your house.
And I'm really lazy, so I don't like to work very hard for much. So I love how convenient Lola is. Really easy to order. Then it just comes to you, done and done.
Yeah. And then I text mom, hey, mom, I'm using organic tampons. Aren't you proud of me?
I'm so proud of you, Kathleen.
Gee, thanks. Lola's subscription is super flexible, so you can change, skip, or cancel your subscription at any time.
No more like, oh, crap, I got my period, and I got nothing.
How many times have you run out to the drugstore with like a wad of toilet paper in your underwear? Because you don't plan for the future.
Fully happens. And Lola now offers cleansing wipes that are safe for use anywhere on the body, and they're gynecologist approved and hypoallergenic. I keep Lola in my house in case I have any ladies come over who need anything, and I really love the fact that they're delivered right to my door. It's in a discreet box. It's not a box that says like in red tampons. Although that should be fine because it's not embarrassing to need tampons.
So for 40% off of your Lola subscription, visit mylola.com and enter the code TASTE when you subscribe. That's TASTE. Again, for 40% off of your subscription to Lola products, you can visit mylola.com and enter TASTE when you subscribe. Bethany, I'm having a problem.
Okay, it's okay. You look fine.
So, new year, new me.
Yeah.
I am trying to save money this year.
Yes, I know.
Because all I do is spend every penny that I make.
Yeah, it's because it makes you feel good.
So, you quit your job about a year ago.
Yes. So, we're coming up on the 1 year anniversary next month.
So, I know you've been thinking about being really frugal and putting money away. And
Yes.
And yada, yada, yada. Look, I wanted to add the yada, yada, yada. Like, it's no biggie and I'll just figure it out later.
Yeah, I know. And I know a lot of people are in the same boat. It is so hard to like try to figure out what's a necessity, what isn't a necessity. Should I feel guilty for splurging on a cup of coffee, or should I, you know, let myself buy coffee every once in a while? So I have friends who have done the thing where they pull cash out and that's the only cash they can spend for that pay period. And it works really well for them.
So I'm the type of person where I get a paycheck and essentially I pay all my bills and my paycheck is gone.
Yeah.
Before even 24 hours has passed since it's been in my bank account.
Which sucks.
So I've been dealing with this thing where I go into stores and I'm just browsing and I buy crap that I absolutely do not need.
Like, what's the last thing you bought?
So I went into the Container Store. Love the Container Store.
It's like room porn.
The Container Store, yes. I would like to get naked in the Container Store and then put my body inside of every single empty container.
Yeah, I mean, and you could, and they would fit you. Containers of all sizes.
All sizes. Mm-hmm. And for all sizes and all shapes and
they
bodies.
Have lids.
So I was just browsing with my mom and I bought this metal corner shelf. It's essentially like a little shelf that you put inside your cupboard to give your cupboard even more shelving room.
So it's a shelf within a shelf.
A shelf within a shelf.
Great.
Okay. So I was like, yes, I'm going to use this and make my life better. I'm going to be so much more organized. I get it home and I haven't even used it yet. It's been sitting in my kitchen just willy-nilly on the floor.
Okay. So have you not used it yet because you are too lazy to put it together, or have you not used it yet because you actually didn't really need it?
Because I actually really didn't need it. Mm. I went to Michael's the other day. It's so easy to spend money in Michael's. You're like, oh, I need this gift bag. Oh, I need this marker. Blah, yeah. Blah, blah.
Michael's is like a money trap.
I bought something that I didn't even realize I had already purchased.
Oh, what was it?
It was an insert that goes into my yearly planner. I mean,
that's not even an exciting thing to buy. They have like picture frames and throw pillows.
I know.
There's so much you can waste your money on there.
And I just keep saying, I need, instead mm-hmm. of why can't I just be happy with what I have?
Okay. So because I have gone to a lot of therapy,
yes,
it means that I am a licensed therapist.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm it does.
Pretty sure that's how that works.
Yeah, that's how it works.
So I think that the reason you're spending all of this money is because it makes you happy in the moment.
Why does it make me happy? Why can't I find other things that make me happy?
Because it's like a new thing.
Yeah.
It's a new thing.
I get a high off of like a new thing I get to take home and put it in its place.
Yeah.
And turns out I actually don't even have room at home for new places, for new things.
Okay. So we need to find you a new habit.
But you literally just grimaced at me like you can't ever. The look that you just gave me said you can't ever be fixed.
And oh, it's not what I meant.
That's the look that you just gave me.
That's not what I meant. The look I was actually giving was me realizing I've done the same thing and picturing things in my house that I know I don't actually need. Because I'm a maximalist mm-hmm. and I have crap everywhere and I love it all.
Yeah, I mean, I love it all too. And I've been trying to buy things secondhand on Poshmark. Do you ever use that app?
I did. I gave up because no one wanted my stuff.
So I actually don't sell anything that okay. I own.
Oh, okay.
I just buy other people's crap. Okay. And I convince myself that if I'm getting this shirt or this dress for like $10, $12, yeah. that it's okay.
You got me a beautiful vintage necklace on Poshmark. I wear it every day.
I've been buying people birthday gifts on Poshmark now. And I've been lowballing people and then they write nasty comments on my profile like, how dare you?
How dare you?
Well, okay. Lady, they're like 700 pairs of J. Crew jeans on Poshmark.
Yeah.
So know your value.
Yeah.
I'm not $3. Paying $70 for jeans that you wore for a year and a half.
Hell no.
Okay. Anyway.
$3.
Back to the saving money.
Any more than that, and I'm offended. I'm going to take my $3 and I'm going to go to a different profile. Okay. So I think that you need to find a new bad habit because, like, back in the day, I drank lots.
Okay.
Well,
yes, you tequila, loved your whiskey.
I loved my whiskey, but I also loved tequila.
Okay.
I drank a lot of margaritas and I was like, why am I putting on weight? Glug, glug, glug.
Yeah, margarita.
So yeah, so I moved from too much alcohol to eating too much.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved from that to shopping too much.
Yeah.
And so let's find you a new thing. Instead of fixing the problem, let's just find you a new vice.
Oh yes, I love new bad habits.
Okay, so here is the website is realbuzz.com.
Okay.
And it says 10 bad habits that are actually good for you.
Okay, great. I'm looking forward to a new bad habit.
Yes. And the Real Buzz team tells us that this is a 5-minute read.
Oh.
Because we've gotten to the point where we are so lazy that we need to know how long the article is before we'll read
it. Quick and dirty.
Yeah, okay.
Facebook tells you that too. Before you click on a link, it tells you how long it takes to read it.
Just read it or don't read it.
I appreciate it because if I'm clicking on the Atlantic, I know that's like a 35-minute commitment.
I mean, but...
But if it's BuzzFeed, it's 30 seconds, you're in and out.
Okay, I just feel like...
One night stand in college.
Okay. I don't know, man.
Okay.
I think I'm becoming that person.
Give me a new bad habit.
All right. Number one, gossiping.
Oh.
This Real Buzz says, most of us love a good gossip,
mm-hmm.
but not only does listening to gossip help us to learn more about the characters of the people around us, bonding and having a laugh with your peers also releases feel-good hormones, which help to relieve stress and anxiety.
Oh my goodness.
But a well-placed gossip.
All right. Loki, Minerva. Oh, can you believe this? Biatch Bethany went and got a boyfriend. It happened so quickly.
Wait, I'm right
like
here.
I'm sorry.
You can't gossip about me in front of me to my cats who don't hear you.
I'm sorry.
Number two, drinking coffee is a bad habit. I'll drink to that.
But there's antioxidants in coffee.
This is what they say. They say no more than 3 cups a day.
mm-hmm.
Caffeine can speed up your metabolism. Mm-hmm. It can boost exercise endurance. It can reduce your risk of gallstones and kidney stones. They say that women who drink 2 or more cups of coffee a day are less likely to be depressed.
Woohoo!
And separate research has shown that drinking 3 cups cuts the risk of age-related diabetes.
Mm. And... You get to go to a coffee shop and sit there sometimes.
Yeah.
That doesn't help me save money.
No, but coffee.
Coffee cheaper than cocktails.
Yes.
In most cities.
Yes. Number three bad habit that's good for you.
Okay.
Fidgeting.
Mm. Oh, yes.
It reduces stress. It's a little incidental exercise. It burns up to 350 extra calories a day. So that's great.
So, gentle listener, you can't see me right
it's the
now.
The most fidgeting I've ever seen.
But... I'm doing this thing where I have like sort of lobster hands.
Yeah, pretend that you have two oven mitts on and you're trying to rub two sides of a cat at the same time with your oven mitts on.
This is my impression of a lobster on Adderall.
Yeah, there you go.
For the very first time.
So you're going to be doing that.
I'm a bottom feeder.
Okay, so number four, bad habit, swearing.
Okay.
They say, according to a study by the University of East Anglia, swearing at work could help employees cope with stress and maintain solidarity.
Yes, swear at work, swear at your boss. It's going to get you that raise.
Yeah, but only do it in a crisis. Because the higher the daily swearing frequency, the less pain relief you experience if you swear like during pain, right? So if you're always swearing,
yeah,
it's not going to do anything.
So I wonder if my boss would be akin to me yelling things out like, oh, sugar muffin.
No, those don't work. It has to be fuck. Okay, number five is skipping a shower, which is stupid.
Oh, I skip showers all the time.
Yeah, it's not a bad habit. It's like going to make you feel good.
No, I already have that bad habit.
All right. Mm-hmm. Six, losing your temper. Do you think that would feel good? They say venting your emotions is believed to reduce the effects of stress, and men who bottle up their anger when unfairly treated at work double their risk of having a heart attack. So don't do that, dudes. Express your anger in a positive way, like playing some Hi-A-Lye or kicking the street. Or running in a circle or turning left.
What's that game that old ladies play?
Mahjong?
Yeah, Mahjong.
Play some competitive Mahjong with your bros.
So I have a question for you, Bethany. I don't think I have an outlet for anger because I'm just not an angry person by nature. But I know my husband, he plays video games and he screams at the TV.
Okay.
And it scares me sometimes. And I go, please.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm just letting it out. I have to let it out.
You got to let it out.
Is there anything that you do where you just let it out?
I think I cry. I think I turn it in. I think I turn it in to self-loathing. Mm-hmm. That's bad. I don't think I get angry outwardly. I think I need to work on that. Do you get, you don't get angry outwardly?
I don't. Yeah. Like maybe I need to find an outlet like the video games.
Maybe you need, instead of spending money, you need to start getting angry a lot. Just tap into some rage.
We should have a rage party.
I think we should have a rage party. I mean, there's those places where you can throw hatchets and break stuff.
Yeah, but I'm afraid I'm going to hurt myself.
Maybe that's what we do with all of the stuff you've bought that you don't need.
Mm.
We break it in a rage party.
Mm.
That sounds fun.
I think you're onto something.
Well controlled and without that rage at someone.
Mm-hmm.
Sunbathing, they say, is a bad habit. That's okay. I'm taking that out.
Because who wrote this list?
Realbuzz.com. I mean, vitamin D is good, but like you got to be careful.
Vitamin
okay.
D.
Shut up. Having a lie-in.
Okay.
Are you feeling guilty about your weekend lie-in, Kathleen? Don't be, says RealBuzz.com. Research has found that sleep can help you live longer, boost your memory, reduce your stress, while not getting enough can lead to accidents, weight gain, accidental weight gain, increased risk of heart disease-related weight gain, and accident-related heart disease weight gain.
Well, what happens when your lie-in also includes 5 pizzas and only taking 50 steps in a single day?
I hate it when you look at your Fitbit and it's like... Nothing.
Nothing.
It's just the emoji. Okay, real buzz. Number 9, giving into your cravings. Like pizza. It's good for you.
Okay, great.
I guess. And then number 10, daydreaming. None of these are going to work for you. Daydreaming. Many of us daydream as a sign of laziness or form. No, it's good for you.
I love daydreaming.
I do too.
I'm a professional daydreamer, but I'll tell you this. This is so effed up, what I'm about to admit to you.
Yes.
I can't daydream unless I've purchased a lottery ticket.
Wait.
Because, okay, so if there's a big lotto, like I don't want any of this, like this small lotto, $45 million stuff. That's
no, you're worth more.
I want like $100 million plus lotto ticket.
You're a billion
and
lady.
Only when I buy that lotto ticket can I allow myself to daydream.
So you daydream about what you're going to do with the money?
Yes.
You don't daydream about like, a dude or
no.
A woman
no.
Or really?
No.
I only daydream about
sex. Really?
Is that weird?
No, that's your thing. I mean, I only daydream about buying $1 million houses and the types of wallpaper that I'm going to put inside.
So you really do have like a purchase related thing.
Do you think I have like a gambling problem?
I don't think it's a gambling. I think it's a spending problem.
It's a spending problem.
Wait, so what's your number one daydream?
There's this brownstone that I renovate.
Yeah. Where is it? What neighborhood?
I was in Hoboken where I live.
Yeah.
I'm going to put some Pharaoh and Ball lotus wallpaper up on the wall.
I don't know what that is, but it's going to be so pretty. What else are you going to do to it?
Put an antelope runner going up the stairs.
Yeah, what else?
I'm going to put pineapple sconces in the hallways.
Yeah, what else are you going to do to that apartment?
Literally, you're turning me on and we have to stop.
Wait, can I tell you mine?
Yeah.
Okay, so I can't believe I'm saying this out loud, but this has been a daydream for like going on a decade.
Wait, really?
So my father is a very rich baron, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But he is very overbearing. He's a very overbearing baron. And he keeps me in this house, locked away. I can leave to walk the grounds, obviously, but I can't like go a karting with anybody who has one of these new automobiles.
So your father doesn't let you see the outside world?
Never. I mean, the gardens, but that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So what I am allowed to do is ride my horse.
This is so,
so
weird.
So I go to get my horse and the stable boy's name is Tristan, obviously, with a Y.
Yeah. And, always Tristan with a Y.
Right. And it's just like, he's always very nice and he's quiet, but, you know, like, but he doesn't say a lot, but he's like, I'm always too distracted with, you know, my books. So I go riding, but there's one night that I go riding to try to escape
because mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm over this.
Yeah.
Time to see the world. I escape, but I get about to the woods and then it starts to pour rain, Kathleen, rain like you've never seen.
And you don't really know how to deal with rain.
No, I don't know what it is. Why am I all wet? And also woods, scary. Lost.
Yeah.
My horse is like, hell no. My yeah. horse, thank God.
Your horse only knows the pedigree gardens yeah. of your father's estate.
Exactly. And so my horse, which is like a butter colored, beautiful horse, diamond on the head, turns around and runs back to the stables. And there's Tristan. And so I see like his cabin is lit from within.
Yeah.
And I knock on the door. I'm so embarrassed, soaking wet. My petticoat is drenched in mud. And knock at the door.
Is Tristan wearing any clothing?
No. I mean, he's wearing jodhpurs and like a pair of linen slacks, mm-hmm. but his shirt, well, he was alone.
I mean,
the fire was lit.
Yeah, I was just gonna say there's a fire going.
He's warm. He didn't mm-hmm. have, he was reading a book, you know. Okay. So he opens the door, he's very surprised, and boy mm-hmm. am I soaking wet, and I'm like, bleh. And sometimes he doesn't even speak English. It depends on like what I've been drinking and how I'm feeling that night. Mm-hmm. I show up and he's just like, you're very warm, m'lady. And I'm just like, and he, you know, he's very respectful, and I have to take off my clothes to warm them by the fire.
Yes, obviously.
And he hands me a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
And
his only blanket.
And then I'm crying because this has just been a lot to deal with today. And he's really respectful and sweet. And, you know, and then that's about all I have.
No,
so far.
That's not where that ends. That ends.
And then we both sit on either sides of the sofa.
Drop your blanket. You're like, ooh, oh, whoops. No,
my blanket. And he was just like, you know, m'lady.
And you're like, Tristan.
And he's just like, Monica, because my name's Monica.
No, yeah, that. Okay, Tristan. Tristan and Monica does not have any flow.
Neither does Tristan and Bethany.
Tristan and Miss Bethany.
Oh, that's better.
Lady Bethany.
But anyway, that's been my daydream for like the last decade.
Mm.
Pretty hot.
I like it.
I once met a dude named Tristan and I almost fell over. He was not a stable boy quality.
Was he Tristan with a Y?
I mean, I don't know. I just met him like in passing. But he's like, my name is Tristan. I was like, I know a Tristan.
Well, I think that we can develop that plot line and maybe release our first acquired taste dirty novel.
We should do it.
Oh my God.
That'd be amazing.
You don't know what kind of dreams you're tapping into with me right now. I've always...
Are you going to start? Oh, not like daydreams, but like fiscal dreams.
Fiscal dreams.
Like business dreams.
Okay, back to... the topic at hand.
Yes.
I need to save my money.
Yes. Sorry, I didn't mean to like totally take over the topic.
But we'll be very wealthy after we start writing dirty novels.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's a lot of talent right here.
I think between the two of us, we got it.
I would like to do a whole episode about a man selling hot dogs.
But where will the sex come from?
I have no idea.
Look, if you've been trying to fit into something at the Container Store,
yes,
and it's not the size container you want to be able to fit into,
mm-hmm.
you know what? We got something to help you out. Don't laugh at me.
So what Bethany's trying to say is we love Noom.
Yes, we love Noom. They're looking to get you healthier and making it easy for you.
Noom is an app that you download on your smartphone that helps you stay on track to meet your New Year's resolutions and your health goals. So most people who try to lose weight without a plan, they tend to gain it all back. And that's why Noom is different. And I personally love using Noom and opening up my app every day and plugging in what I've eaten into Noom and tracking my steps on Noom because it syncs with my Fitbit. Most weight loss plans just tell you how to do it while you're on the plan. But Noom helps you develop a lifestyle that shows you how to work it into your everyday life after you're done losing weight.
Yeah, if you've been listening to us for any amount of time, you know that we're not about finding a perfect body shape or size or shaming anybody for the way they look. We want you to feel healthy. And if part of you feeling healthy is getting rid of some excess weight, Noom wants to help you out. You can now be like one of those people who have a team, except you don't have to pay hundreds of dollars a month for a team. With Noom, you have personalized training and your own support team for less than the price of a single appointment with a nutritionist or a personal trainer. You get a goal specialist. You have a community that's there for you. Group discussions. Everybody's there to keep you encouraged.
Yes, you learn with Noom. You don't diet. And I personally love my goal specialist because it's all about behavioral changes for me.
Yeah.
I need to stop doing things because I feel a certain way.
Yeah, I'm a big emotional eater.
And Noom is helping me work through that.
I love that. Noom is designed for results. So meet your resolutions by signing up for your trial today at Noom.com/taste. I'm going to spell that out for you. N as in Nancy, O-O-M as in mother.com/taste. So what do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/taste to start your trial today. Again, that's Noom.com/taste. Start losing weight for good.
Bethany, have you seen this video that's gone viral today? The UCLA gymnast, Caitlin Ohashi? Caitlin Ohashi?
Yes.
So she did a floor routine that people are saying is a perfect 10. Actually, she did get a perfect 10 score from the judges, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. She just looked like she was having fun. And a lot, you don't often see that on floor routines because it's such a stressful sport. But she's like actually doing some dancing and she's smiling and she's having fun and she has attitude. And yeah, it was a great routine.
Man, she's got great hair.
She has amazing hair.
She's got some great curly hair and her body is banging.
Can I say my only complaint with it?
Yes.
So she edited together a lot of different music clips. And the only thing I didn't like is that the clips changed so often that like I couldn't stay in the groove of the music. Like it kept changing beats and changing times. And I was like, oh, I just want to like jam along with you. But she's amazing in it.
Only you would notice something like that. I'm just looking at her butt and I'm going, how can I get that butt?
She's so, so, so amazing.
So this is sort of funny because a few days ago, Bethany and I were poking around the internets to see who else uses our theme song that we use for this podcast.
Yes, because it's been in a commercial or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like a fiber commercial. Soluble fiber. And we realized that the show Dance Moms a couple seasons ago, one of the little dancer girls used our theme song, and she did a dance dressed like a daisy flower.
It's so funny because it's, can we link to it?
Yes.
In the notes or something?
In the show notes, we'll put a link to it.
Because it's the song. It's our song, but she's dancing to it like it's a real song, which of course it is a real song, but
it's
like it's
also
our, song.
Our theme song. So Bethany immediately says, we need to learn this.
We need to learn this dance.
We need to do this dance.
We can do this dance. The only trouble is that there's a couple parts where it cuts away from her to like get the parents' reactions and the audience reactions. So we'll have to fill in our own choreography there. But I think we need to learn this dance.
Can't we just write a letter to that woman who's in prison now and ask her what came?
Abby Lee Miller.
Abby Lee Miller, what the moves were when the camera was on her.
Can you fill in minutes 130 to minutes 141? I think we need to learn this dance, and then I think we need to perform this dance, and then I think we need to make it our official dance.
Who knows? Maybe UCLA's Caitlin Ohashi would like to know some of our moves. She could use it in her next perfect 10 floor routine.
Kathleen,
mm-hmm.
Will you learn this dance with me?
Oh, God. I mean,
could you sound a little more excited about it?
Okay.
Kathleen, learn this dance with me.
If I have to.
Kathleen, learn this dance with me. Learn this dance with me.
It's just been.
Learn this dance with
me. Okay, I'll learn this dance with you.
Yes.
Damn it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Kathleen, what did you learn this week?
This is sort of what I learned this week.
Okay.
Actually, this week I sort of learned something cool.
Okay.
A little bit by proxy.
You sound really sure about this.
Okay, so I feel like we've been talking about this a lot. My broken medallion in my living room.
Yes, your chandelier medallion that hangs over your chandelier.
Listen. I just want to tell you something that the plaster artisan taught me.
Okay.
And I just think it's so interesting. He started doing plaster because he had a job at an internship in the 70s at the Museum of Natural History.
Oh!
Where he was taking plaster molds of dinosaur bones.
Fun! What?
Yes! And that's how he learned to plaster. And now he's doing molds for old houses and fixing plaster things that need to be fixed in old houses.
How do you get an internship like that?
Isn't that fun?
I feel like most people are just getting coffee and they're like, here's a bone from a dinosaur.
Yes.
Make this.
So I didn't, first of all, I thought that those were real bones.
I did too.
In the museum.
Oh.
So I learned this week they're not real bones. They're plaster bones. Or maybe some of them are real bones.
So then what am I looking at?
Can you do me a favor and go on a date with your boyfriend to the Museum of Natural History?
That's actually our next plan.
To clear this up?
Yes.
I would appreciate that.
We were going to do that anyway.
And
we're going to do it now with a purpose.
Also, this week I learned there's this amazing movie on Hulu. Okay. I really think that all streaming services should have a genre that's you can watch this while texting.
Oh, that's great.
Something that you can kind of watch in and out. Like I tried to watch Marie Kondo's whatever, Tidying, Sparking, Joyous.
Yes.
Literally,
that's the title.
There's so many subtitles because she's Japanese and some of her English is not great that you can't just watch it while you're on your phone.
Yeah.
But I found something that you can.
Okay.
So on Hulu, there's this movie called New Year, New You.
Okay.
You can search Into the Dark, New Year, New You. I think it's a part of a larger series, but it's a perfectly fine standalone movie to watch on its own. Four girls, New Year's Eve, sleepover, murder.
The best kind of sleepover. Why is it called New Year, New You?
I don't know. New Year, New You.
Is it fiction?
It's a part of the Into the Dark series. Yes, it's fiction. It is so bad that it's good. You won't regret it.
And I'm excited.
You can text while watching it at the same time.
I also heard from a friend of mine that I don't remember how this came up, but she knows somebody who is blind.
Mm-hmm.
And so they like to watch Dateline and true crime shows because there's very little that the narrator doesn't say.
Yes.
Right? That only shows up on the screen.
Yeah.
So if you're only hearing it, you're not missing anything. Right.
There's no
like lingering looks that you're not going to pick up on a true crime show. They're saying like, this person came in and you now hear the interrogation and then this thing happened and you get to hear it all.
Is that because the recreations that they make for these TV shows are so cheesy that
they
have to like really spice it up with excellent dialogue?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know, a few weeks ago, it never happened. And I don't think I ever told you, Bethany, but I have a friend who develops true crime shows. She develops reality shows.
What?
And of the true crime specificity. And she was working on a project where she needed just some test people to come in and like do screams or like describe running from a serial killer or a murderer. And I was like, hello, hello, hello. Bethany, I will come in and we'll film whatever test footage that you need.
I will say whatever you want.
And it didn't come to fruition.
Why not?
I'm kind of sad.
Can we text her now and ask what happened?
I know. I'm going to see her this weekend. I'll ask her.
Please ask her what happened because I am happy to make up any facts she needs.
Maybe we should just start doing it as a side hobby.
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Bethany, what did you learn this week?
You know that I really love all sorts of paranormal stuff. And for some reason, there's a huge story that just never made it into my orbit that everyone else apparently knows. But if you don't know about it, I heard it on one of our favorite podcasts, and That's Why We Drink. And they're talking about Andrew Basiago. Have you heard of him?
No.
So it was this time travel program, apparently in the government.
Okay.
Called Project Pegasus. And Andrew Basiago claims that from a very small age, when he was like a baby kid, like a six-year-old, he was involved in time travel through the government because his dad was an engineer for the CIA or something.
Say blah, blah, blah.
And they were testing out being able to like go back in time and see the dinosaurs or videotape. They claim that they videotaped the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, like that they have it on tape somewhere. And it's kind of fascinating.
So was this six-year-old Andrew Basiago?
Yeah.
Just waiting outside the cave where Jesus came with like
a
big camcorder
worked.
And like
I don't know. And I don't know if he was the one to record it, but he claims that he visited Lincoln's assassination a bunch of times to the point where like he kept running into himself.
I think
who would also came.
This guy is clearly obsessed with Rachel McAdams movies.
But he also knows things he shouldn't know.
Because the time traveler's wife
and
there's another one, time to time, time after time. I don't know where her husband can do this. Both movies, Rachel McAdams' husband can time travel. Why? I want the movie where Rachel McAdams can time travel.
Yeah, I agree. Justice for Rachel McAdams.
Yes.
But anyway, it's interesting. So like it's worth looking into because he's like a normal human. I think he's a lawyer now. Like he has
so
a life.
You believe this guy?
I don't know if I believe this guy, but I think it's really interesting. And like the stuff that he knows is stuff that people in the CIA can confirm he should not know. Like different buildings and different people who work like in certain levels of government. They're like, this isn't public. Like, you shouldn't know this information.
Are reliable sources of news reporting on this?
I don't know, Kathleen. I didn't really look too much into it. I just am like now interested, and I think it's interesting. I mean, who's to say? Time is a flat circle. Who's to say we can't go back in time? Who's to say? Yeah. Who's to say?
You're right.
Who's to say?
You're who's right. To say? Are you done?
One more.
Yeah.
Who's right. to say?
Can we breathe now?
Yeah, this is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath. Kathleen, where can people find you on social media?
At WebGirlKathleen on everything.
I am Ms. Bethany Watson on Instagram. I'm Radio Bethany on Twitter.
Yes, and really, go visit Bethany's hold-handing picture with her new boyfriend on her Instagram.
You can follow him at DennisCHLO.
Okay, we're not doing that now. No.
Just so that you can see what
dick sand.
Okay.
You're falling in the dick sand.
I just think he's really sweet.
If you cancel our
I'm
podcast
not
to hang out
anything.
With him. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do so at Acquired Podcast.
Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast.
On Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast.
Shoot us an electronic mail at AcquiredTastePodcast@gmail.com.
And if you'd like to send us some snail mail, you can reach us at an Acquired Taste Podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030.
Also, please, 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 if you haven't done it, please go on iTunes or wherever you listen and rate, review, and subscribe. And when you rate, 5 stars would be great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that you want to give clear and honest feedback, but maybe give that feedback underneath the 5-star rating. Just like it pushes us up and, you know, pushes us up in those rankings.
Yes, it does.
You know, five stars would be great, but you know, you do what you got
to
do.
It wasn't in the cards for me to get a perfect SAT score, but if this one perfect iTunes score could happen,
yeah.
It would really mean a lot to my parents.
Please don't ruin it for Kevin's parents. They're real hard on her.
JK, they literally don't give a shit about anything I do.